We got to call it 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, Nicholas. This is Dennis from Scottsdale.
Dennis, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Kenny Pickett, buddy.
Go ahead.
Hey, my thing with Kenny Pickett is he grew leaps and bounds last year, coming in mid through the season and getting barely any work with the ones through training camp. He's had a full off season on top of only throwing one pick through the last eight games. He's a worker. He's a studier. He's got his own office at the practice facility where he's studying with Minka. He knows the playbook. He's got weapons. Nobody's given Allen Robinson any credit. Deontay can get open at will. And he's got a catching machine in Pickens that can put his body in positions that not many people can do.
Dennis.
They got a better line. I feel like Kenny Pickett is going to take the Steelers wherever they want to go as long as they let him change the play at the line. Don't handcuff the kid. Let him play ball, and he's going to take you where you want to go.
Sure, I got one point for you. The only thing is that Deontay can get open, but Deontay's got to catch the football. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
His hands have been a little – he's had stone hands for the last couple seasons. He's got to work on that for sure.
He'll make an amazing catch down the sidelines, then he drops the easy ones.
Exactly. You got to make the routine plays, right?
Yeah, but my whole thing is rated number 28th in the league, Kenny Pickett's not getting the respect he deserves, and he's going to earn it this year. My bet is he's top 15 in the league at the end of this year. I would like to know your prediction on maybe his total yardage and touchdown to interception ratio, because I'm getting quite a few arguments with people on social media.
I hear you. I have terrible estimates on that stuff. Dennis, and thank you for the call. I'm not going to make any number predictions. That's not me. But I will say that being ranked that low is not fair for Kenny Pickett. I agree with everything Dennis said, other than Deontay Johnson a little bit. Deontay Johnson can get open, but he's got to make routine plays. Has to make routine plays. Deontay Johnson does. But everybody else, yeah, George Pickens, I think, can break out this season. I think has the potential to be a top wide receiver in the NFL. It talked a little bit last year, not a great look to some. I'm fine with it. I think that him expressing himself is kind of a good thing, as long as he doesn't do it in an overbearing manner or he turns into Antonio Brown. Don't want that. But, yeah, I think Pickens can break out. He'll be fine. Deontay's just got to make the routine plays. But Kenny Pickett, I think that it is underrated how much he's done and what he's overcome to break out and how well he developed through the second half of the season, that to put him below some guys who haven't even played in the NFL before is, I think, not fair and is an underestimate of Pickett's ability to come into this season and really make an impact in the AFC North and throughout the NFL. Got another caller. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, it's Dave.
Dave from Delmont?
No, Dave from McCandless.
Ah, okay. Dave, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I had to call because I was listening to, was it George talk about Kenny Pickett?
No, that was, I already forgot his name, from Scottsdale. Dennis, that was his name.
Oh, Dennis. Okay, Dennis, yeah. Talking about Kenny Pickett. If Dennis is still listening, Kenny Pickett is probably the 10th best quarterback in the AFC, period.
Okay.
I don't understand the hype that Kenny Pickett gets. If Kenny Pickett had gone to the University of Nevada or Utah, everybody would be absolutely panicking. But since he went to Pitt and is the golden boy, everybody loves him. Listen.
Well, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm saying that I think that people are coming from a standpoint where this dude didn't get any first team reps last season and then got thrown into the game against the Jets, had the rest of the first half of the year before the bye week to kind of figure it out. And then in the second half of the year, he made plays and kept himself cool in situations. It felt like he's not Ben Roethlisberger, but it felt like we were just going through the motions again where Big Ben will bail us out of games. And that's exactly what he was doing last season, was bailing the Steelers out of games late and keeping them in games and putting together multiple games in a row where he put together those winning drives to get the Steelers to win and to get them into a playoff position by the ending week of the season.
Okay, well, a couple of counterpoints on that. One, they didn't play a decent quarterback for those last eight games.
Yeah.
For the other teams, you had David Carr on the downside of his career, Matt Ryan on a downside of his career, a backup from Baltimore. You played some lousy, lousy football teams.
Tyler Huntley?
Two.
Who was the other guy?
Huntley was the one. I forget who the other one was. The other backup for Baltimore. The
I
second
forget,
string.
Too.
But also, Kenny Pickett at the time is 24 years old. He's not a 21-year-old that they're throwing in here. Kenny Pickett is older than Trevor Lawrence. He's older than Tua. He's older than Jalen Hurts. Lamar Jackson is 1 year older than Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's not a rookie by age that they're throwing in to these games. I understand that they're playing in the NFL, and it's a different level. But it's not like Kenny Pickett's 21 years old and they're throwing him into these games.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
He's been in college for 5 years.
I hear you.
He ought to be ready to handle that stuff.
Dave, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Your points are valid. I just think that he'll figure it out this year, getting the full NFL experience. He's whatever age he is, 24. He's older than some of those quarterbacks. I understand that. He's only 1 year younger than Lamar Jackson, but he hasn't played NFL football. And the fact that he adjusted to the NFL, and regardless of how bad we can perceive those teams from last year as well, it wasn't Kenny Pickett stopping the offense for those other bad teams. It was the Steelers' defense stopping those teams, and Kenny Pickett, when it mattered in crunch time, made those plays happen. So we can agree to disagree on some points. I think 28th overall in that rank, in those rankings, though, for some of these media outlets to talk about football, I think that's not fair. 28th, that's not fair. 10th in the AFC. We'll see, but 28th overall, if we're talking, I mean, in some places, that's just not fair. I think he deserves a better chance than that, just because you really don't know what you have. You really don't know what to expect until you play in those games. College football is one thing, but playing in the National Football League, totally different. We got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, buddy? My name is Marcus. I was on the way home from work. I work night shift. I listened to the caller before last, and the way he talked, it just, like, I don't know, it, like, spurred me a little bit. Because, I mean, yeah, it's okay to be optimistic, and it's okay to be hopeful whenever it comes to Kenny Pickett, but there's so many unknowns that we don't know about this guy yet. I mean,
yeah.
he was in an offense last year where they had him handcuffed. They didn't give him the full playbook. I mean, yes, there's that. But at the same point, too, he was the first quarterback drafted in a quarterback week draft. I mean, yeah, that really don't say too much. But at the same time, it's like we don't know what we're getting here. And then whenever they actually did let him throw the ball and let him did air it out, he did look promising. But ultimately, it just depends on what they're going to let him do whenever you have Matt Canada running the plays.
It's really a glass half full or half empty situation because we don't know. There are things we can look
exactly.
at that are good, but there are things that we can look at that might cause us to worry. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because, I mean, you hear everybody say, oh, yeah, Kenny Pickett, yeah, he's going to do this and he's going to do that. He's going to set the world on fire. He's going to set every passing record imaginable. But, I mean, yeah, sure, it's okay to be a homer, but at the same time, you have to be realistic about this stuff. He's a second-year quarterback. I mean, the offense, it wants to be run-heavy. We don't know what we're going to get with him. I mean, if anything, they could be grooming him to be a game manager for all we know.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No, I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to break records. And when Dennis called earlier, I don't think that he even was saying that as well. And there are good points, because we don't know exactly what we're going to get. I'm going to err on the side of optimism because of that second half. And I think that the second half of the season can kind of carry over. And the fact that we all know now that Kenny Pickett has had enough NFL experience. I mean, the dude fought through a concussion as well last season, came back, and, you know, still put together a solid season for being injured through some of it and for not starting the season. I think that that all should be factored in, and I'll err a little bit more on the side of optimism. I don't think he's going to break records either. I agree with you, or I can align to your opinion if you're worried and you don't know. I'm with all of that, and I can understand all of that. To say, though, that he's the 28th ranked quarterback in the NFL, I think is nonsense. I think that that's not fair to him, especially since some people over him, some players over him, have not yet played in the NFL. They are just drafted or some other form of rookies. Like, that just, to me, that doesn't make much sense, and that's not fair to Kenny Pickett. You want to be a little worried for this season? Sure. If you think he's going to break records, I do believe that you're a little bit over your head in that prediction. If he's going to break records and be this Hall of Famer, I think it's too soon to tell for that. I'll give you that. But 28th in the NFL, one of these places, one of these predicting media outlets said 28th of the 32 teams in the NFL, Kenny Pickett's the 28th ranked starting quarterback. Get out of here with that. That's not fair. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and we got some people that want to talk about the Steelers, Kenny Pickett, and what they're going to do this season. Made my prediction. Also talked about the running back situation a little bit that's been going on, the controversy. So we can talk about that as well. Right now we got some callers on the line. First, we got Will. What's going on, Will?
Hey, what's up?
Good. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Steelers. I think that I'm going to predict that they're going to go 11-6. And I think we're going to have a top five defense in the NFL and a top five offense, which I think will make us probably the second best team in our division behind the Bengals. And I think that's going to allow us to get to the second round of the playoffs. We're probably going to beat like the Jaguars or something in the first round.
So you got heavy optimism for the Steelers team, huh?
Maybe it's heavy. I think it's what is, you know, I think that's what they need to get done. That's what's expected. I don't think it's high optimism. I think that's what to be expected. I think Kenny Pickett, there's nothing wrong with him being a game manager. I think that's how Ben started out. The only difference is Ben had a lot more veterans around him, and so I think that helped him progress a little bit quicker.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you for your opinion. And I like it. Let's go to Kerry. What's going on, Kerry?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to talk about the ranking for Kenny Pickett. You said about 28th.
Yeah.
And I caught just the end of it. And my question is, how do you see Kenny Pickett compared to Mitch Trubisky? As how much better he is than right now. Not what he could be.
Kenny Pickett's a little bit more mobile than I'd say Trubisky is, and I think Kenny Pickett has a little bit better accuracy on his throws. Trubisky didn't really have that confidence, and he was thrown into pressure a lot and, you know, wasn't making great decisions. I think Pickett has, you know, a little bit more calmness in him and just, you know, more ability to be, you know, aggressive and make those good throws. And then also getting out of the pocket and scrambling or rushing, I think he's better than that as well. Trubisky doesn't run as well as Pickett.
So Trubisky being, what, a top backup quarterback in your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Or middle of the pack?
Yeah, I think the Steelers have one of the best backup quarterback situations of any of the teams right now. Maybe Baltimore has a little bit better, but the Steelers are up there with their quarterback situation right now, I would say.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. I don't think there's that much separation between Pickett and Trubisky. So I feel like until Pickett proves people wrong, you're going to see him at the lower tier of the starting quarterbacks in rankings.
Yeah, I get
that.
I get that he has enough to prove, and thank you for the call, Kerry. I appreciate it. I think that Kenny still has a lot to prove. I just think that the national pundits out there right now are underestimating Kenny Pickett greatly. They are not they're not giving him, I think, you know, the fairness to say what he actually could be this season, especially when, again, he's being ranked under players who have not yet played in the NFL. To me, that's the part that's not fair. I think that he deserves a better chance to be perceived better by, you know, and he has the ability to break out, and I think that they're just underestimating him way, way too much. He's not one of the best yet. He still has a lot to prove, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't assume, at least a little bit, that he's going to be able to prove that and do things well. Now, I'll also say this, because, you know, I get frustrated with Matt Canada, and I have for the longest time. Matt Canada really doesn't say anything when he talks, and, you know, that's frustrating. When he talks to the media, he's not really saying anything, but also when he's trying to execute plays or draw up plays, he's not really doing much for me there either. And if he restrains Kenny Pickett again, and the offense doesn't have the ability to break out, then I'm going to be frustrated there as well, because it is going to take the mind of Matt Canada or some competent offensive coordinator to strategize and to look at ways to make sure that Kenny Pickett is set up for success. Many of the first halves of games last season, the offense started out slow and then they've needed comeback wins. And I make that comparison to Ben Roethlisberger, not to say that Kenny Pickett is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback or is going to be exactly Ben Roethlisberger, but I'm saying that if Pickett has to come back in those games in the second half, it's really no different than when Ben Roethlisberger was on the team coming back in the second half of many of those games. That's where the comparison comes in. It feels like Ben never left because, okay, the offense started out slow, struggled in the first half of the games, and then in the second half, they would come back and win. The only exception to that as well, too, is when the Steelers beat the Bengals in week one. The offense started out strong, but then the Bengals' defense adjusted, and the Steelers weren't really able to score in that second half, and then they had to win it in overtime after the Bengals missed two field goals that could have won them the game. So it's all, you know, it's really all of what it is. Other than that one game, it really just proves that Matt Canada doesn't make adjustments well. And then other teams caught on. So by the end of the year, you have to catch up and try something different, try something off the cuff to be able to win football games. So that's really where I stand on that. I think that Matt Canada and Steelers management is going to have to be a key in making sure that Kenny Pickett is set up for success. But Kenny Pickett as himself, as the quarterback, I think has the ability to do great things against certain teams and to have a breakout season and to be an impact quarterback this season. Doesn't mean he's going to be the greatest quarterback that's ever lived. Doesn't mean that he's going to even be a Hall of Famer. It just means that he's good enough and the team around him should be good enough for him to play well. And if it's not, maybe he's not a good quarterback. Maybe Matt Canada doesn't draw up a good offense. Maybe other players on the team play a role or have a factor in that. It all's going to depend. It's all going to be relative. I think Matt Canada could help set up Kenny Pickett for success, though, and I'm going to be frustrated if Kenny Pickett doesn't break out and several people blame Pickett when Matt Canada's not putting together a good offense. And the way Matt Canada addresses the media, I mean, I love Omar Khan, and Omar Khan seems so open and so willing to, you know, talk and to say things and to be personable. Kyle Dubas the same way, the new Penguins GM or the director of hockey operations and acting general manager, I think he as well addresses the media well and talks well and makes you feel like it's personable. Like that, you know, you're a person or the media members are people and he's also just a guy. Matt Canada, though, when he talks, he's just like, well, you know, I got a great job. Why should I have to worry about anything? Well, you know, we're trying to score a lot. We're trying to win games. I just hate that. I hate the way he talks. And then he goes out there and he, you know, he struggles early in games and then later in the games they have to throw something together that's off the cuff to be able to win football games. So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons that I may be frustrated with the offense by the end of the year if it doesn't pan out, but if Matt Canada can set up Kenny Pickett for success and Kenny Pickett can execute plays that lead the Steelers to winning, then good. I'm going to be happy with that. And I hope that that's what happens. I hope that Pickett is set up for success, and I hope Canada can handle managing the Steelers' offense as the coordinator this season.